Job chapter 9. And Job answered and said, Of a truth I know it is so. But how can man be just with God? If he shall choose to strive with him, he cannot answer him one thing of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and had peace? Who removeth mountains, and they know it not, when he overturneth them in his anger? Who shaketh the earth out of its place, and the pillars thereof tremble? Who commandeth the sun, and it riseth not, and he sealeth up the stars? Who alone spreadeth out the heavens, and treadeth upon the high waves of the sea? Who maketh the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades, and the chambers of the south? Who doeth great things past finding out, and wonders without number? Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth along, and I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who will hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? God withdraweth not his anger. The proud helpers stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him? Choose out my words to strive with him, whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer. I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called, and he had answered me, I would not believe that he hearkened to my voice. He who crusheth me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He suffereth me not to take my breath, for he filleth me with bitternesses. Be it a question of strength, lo, he is strong. And be it of judgment, who will set me a time? If I justified myself, mine own mouth would condemn me. Were I perfect, he would prove me perverse. Were I perfect, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. It is all one. Therefore, I said, he destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge kill suddenly, he mocketh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given over into the hand of the wicked man. He covereth the faces of its judges. If not, who then is it? And my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They pass by like skiffs of reed, as an eagle that swoops upon the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my sad countenance and brighten up, I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. Be it that I am wicked, why then do I labor in vain? If I washed myself with snow water and cleansed my hands with purity, then wouldest thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes would abhor me. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, that we should come together in judgment. There is not an umpire between us who should lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his terror make me afraid. Then I will speak, and not fear him. But it is not so with me.